Hello, everyone. It's my first time to attend the international conference, so my speak English is not well. I'm a little nervous today. So I'm sorry for my topic in today is different for submit online because my PPT in airplane is broken down. So. Today, also I want to conclude the work before we met. So my topic is today. My topic is soy carbon nitrogen phosphorus stereochemistry storage changed after afforestation. I'm Dr. Zhao from China in Northwest, worked in Northwest University. So we know the carbon storage and the change after afforestation and many ways like land use change, like agricultural practice practice, and so on. So the soil organic carbon related to the content composition, storage, and fractions may be changed after afforestation. In previous work, we mainly considered three, like soil organic carbon and soil soil chemistry and soil storage, especially for the deep soil. This is based on the China's Green to Green program. I don't know you whether not the know the program in China, but following this program, some problems especially in. First, I will introduce the this program in China. Most of province had implanted in this program, and implanted in 1999. At present, it is the first and the most ambitious payment for the ecosystem and service program in China. The major vegetation types in this area is the robina, pianas, carrots, gray and slope cropland, and also have some plantico and so on. So what we done through the GTGP is following four aspects. One is investigated the organic carbon sequestration and the distribution in deep soil, and the stratification of carbon fractions. And also we focus on the soil store chemistry and the carbon storage in deep soil. So the first number one is soil carbon sequestration changes associated with the GTGP. In this study, we collected the data from the published literature. And final data set was composed 90 and including 318 observations in GTGP zones. Two major results we conclude. The number one is soil organic carbon sequence due to the GTGP was estimated to 14866 TG per year, and a rate of 0.54 mg/ha per year. And the second is, what's the driven force? In our study, the precipitation and the annual temperature was mainly driven these changes after the afforestation. The number two is soil structure and organic distribution was also changed, all affected by GTGP. In this study, we focus on the catchment study, and this area named Wuliwan catchment. It is the central loss plateau of China. So the result also we conclude two aspects. One is so great fractions exceed 0.25 millimeters in vegetation forested soil was higher than the slope cropland. The number two is WSA and WMD was significantly high in the forested soil. Number three is stratification of carbon fractions and carbon management. We all know the stratification is an indicator of soil quality and also common in the natural ecosystem. But it's popular studied in the agricultural practice. It's less clear in the natural ecosystem. And also it's a sensitive indicator of soil organic carbon variation rate. So in this study, we mainly also get the 2 points. One is the stratification ratio, or in most of cases was exceeded 2. It means it suggests that the soil was developed after afforestation. Number two is significance positive correlation between soil organic carbon stocks and the stratification ratio. It means the soil development will happen after afforestation. Number four is soil stock chemistry and the carbon storage also changed after afforestation. Also conducted in same catchment in central loss plateau of China. In this study, we also conclude land subjected to long-term afforestation had great plant coverage, plant density, richness index, and compared to the abundant land. And organic carbon, total nitrogen, total phosphorus stored chemistry in forested area were higher than those of abundant land and significantly related to and storage vegetation diversity. Number five is soil organic carbon, nitrogen, phosphorus stored chemistry change and GTGP. This study we also conduct using the collected the data, composed 92 literature, including 592 observations. After afforestation, the whole GTGP zone, the carbon and the nitrogen ratio was ranged 8 to 16, and 9 carbon and phosphorus ratio was ranged 16 to 32, and nitrogen phosphorus ratio was ranged 0 to 2 respectively. Also, the driving force for the soil stored chemistry was also the annual temperature and the precipitation. It's all significantly related with climate reasons. So in our future work, we mainly focus on the why these changes happened. Does it induced by soil biology process or something, and how it's happened. We also maybe concerning this what happens or where happens or the soil structure, does it really happen? It's my presentation. Thank you.